Now it's time for some letters to the evening news. Mixed postbag of readers' views. All the topics this week are very much in the news. New residential developments, difficulties with France, rose-sitting protests, the City Football Club and its philosophy, and the future of the city centre. First of all, Sue Sadler of Old Catton reminds us that new developments need infrastructure. I do not understand why headlines are of hundreds of new homes being built without first mentioning how the infrastructure is going to cope, i.e. doctors, hospital, ambulance services, dentists and schools. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital was built 20 years ago. There must be thousands of people who have moved into their new houses in the area that this hospital is now desperately struggling to cope with. I'm surprised the NHS health managers do not oppose these developments without there being the correct infrastructure in place to protect their NHS staff.
Next, the concentration of ferry links to French port Calais is bemoaned by Keith Deacon of Cromer, who writes, "Re France and the fishing dispute, I never understood why we did not develop the Hook of Holland and Rotterdam route, as nearer to Germany anyway, where we trade a lot, nor continue using Cuxhaven and Hamburg, Germany, and also stopped ferries to Esbjerg, Denmark, even to Belgian ports too. Indeed, we could ferry from Newcastle to Norway and Sweden less than 20 years ago. We have basically put all our eggs in one basket, i.e. Calais. Indeed, as an island nation, we have closed down economic and cultural ferry links with our neighbours. For an island nation, it is bizarre."
Road-sitting protests are criticised by Brian Lamont of Norwich, as he says, "With regard to the recent demonstrations of non-violent civil disruption by Insulate Britain activists, I wonder if forcing road vehicles to idle their engines in traffic jams for up to 2 hours longer than they usually would is really showing any concerns for the environment. Furthermore, the demands of this group, which are clearly stated on their website, are not directed toward road users nor even property owners, but to the government. Consequently, I believe that these campaigners have little chance of success by sitting down in the middle of a busy road and are much more likely to be hit by a bus."
Whilst the poor displays by our football club are not welcome, Richard Shepherd of Barney muses on the club's dignity, particularly in the light of the purchase by Saudi Arabian interests of Newcastle United. "In October, it was reported that Newcastle United fans had responded with delight and human rights campaigners with dismay after a Saudi-backed consortium finally completed its takeover of the Tyneside club. To his great credit, Daniel Farke, Norwich City FC's head coach, promptly responded that he would sooner represent Delia Smith, co-owner of the Norfolk side, than such a consortium. All this begs the question whether Norwich City fans would go so far as their Geordie counterparts and accept money from a culture as bloodstained as that of Saudi Arabia, if it meant unlimited funds and a thriving and successful club. Personally, I don't think they would, but it seems highly unlikely that this hypothesis will ever become a reality. Every man has his price, and the native East Anglian wouldn't be bought so cheaply and dishonourably for what in the end is entertainment, even if his favourite one. These are dark days for Norwich City FC, but Daniel Farke and Stuart Webber are proven men who have maintained their dignity. But dark yesterdays can become bright tomorrows. Let's not let us not forget that the world, the fine old city of Norwich and Carrow Road will still be there tomorrow.
Finally, John Amos reckons the city centre is being killed off. Why are some of the councillors on Norwich City Council getting so worked up about felling and replanting trees along the Western Link? Their argument is that the new ones won't absorb carbon emissions like the old ones. This is true. But it's very rich that they fell trees in Norwich City Centre willy-nilly and not worry about the pollution there. If I remember correctly, there was a report a while back that said we in Norwich had some pollution levels equal to London in our city centre. There is a lot more concentrated pollution in the city centre than out along the Western Link. Or does the city centre not matter now that they have killed it off and there is barely any footfall there anymore? The bulk of the trees along the main routes into Norwich were planted about 90 years ago, so good, substantial trees. But they would rather replace these trees with pedestrian walkways or shops that are impossible to get to now that they make driving anywhere towards Norwich impossible. If we don't get the Western Link, then where are the heavy goods going to go? There is no other route between Western Longville and the Outer Ring Road for them to go, as all the other routes have weight limits on. Small villages have had it if this road isn't built. One last thing. Notice how a lot of bigger shops are heading outside the city centre. Retail parks and small industrial estates. Wonder why that is.